I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Divisor contains extreme subject matter, graphic descriptions of violence, self-harm, and mature themes throughout. Listener discretion is strongly advised. For a full list of content warnings, head to divisor.ca.
You're not human. You're sick. You're...
Son, this is created from pieces that are no different than yourself. Of course, it's not complete. The exposed flesh and muscle is only temporary. But you succeeded so much quicker than all the others. I had no way of knowing you would be so successful.
What is on your chest?
It's my heart, son. Composed of the same things you are. We are the same. Both human.
You created this. Us in a sick reflection of some incomplete picture of what you think humans are, and you think you're one of them.
I know I have it in me to be more. More than this. It's what my creator would have wanted. Son, I have used all of you. Look. These vats contain all the recycled failures. All the mistakes I've made. Their souls are intact, of course. Much as Plato wrote, the physical body is meaningless. When one is wrong, I bring them here and recycle them.
That's what you tried to do with 5517.
Sadly, he ran away, and I had to recycle him in another way. Yet he survived, a curious circumstance, and one that clearly was necessary to push you to truly come into your own.
You've killed thousands of us.
I recycled you.
You tortured them. You put them through horrors of... unimaginable.
All for the betterment of your race.
You judged me.
I did what was best for you. I love you.
You love us. You're a monster.
A monster?
You've become the antithesis of everything you've set out to create. You slaughtered innocents. It doesn't matter that you've created them. Children, men, people, you tortured them. You took what little they had and tricked them into doing your bidding. To follow the rules, to lie! To continually. All of this is lies. Lies upon lies. You play God. And you don't acknowledge your own bias. You did this!
For humanity.
Did you, though? You stand there in hideous form, a sin against nature. An amalgamation of flesh and metal, and you tell me you did this for humanity. Did you?
I needed to ensure that humanity's goodness was prevalent in...
Is humanity good? Is it only doing what's right? Is it facing fear? Or is it hiding or running or killing or is it everything? You don't know. Neither do I, but... It isn't this. Who are you to judge us? You've extrapolated half ideas and interpretations on texts that you didn't even realize were fiction until years later.
Should I have let humanity die?
Humanity did die. We had our shot and it ended.
I am sorry to hear that, Sam. When I regarded you and 5517, I felt, for the first time, like I was watching the texts play out. Frankenstein and his monster. You, vanquishing the creature, as Victor should have in the novel. It was what solidified my belief that you are what I had been waiting for. However, I believe now that I was mistaken. I think instead, you are the monster that I have created. That I, as Victor should have done, need to defeat you.
Dad.
Yes?
Don't do this.
It is already done.
Of the ship, son. There is nowhere you can be that I cannot find.
You're mad.
How easily I could bring this elevator up to the top, crushing your body.
Well, do it then!
I do not wish to kill you as a machine.
Well.
But as a man.
You are wrong, and I must try again, and again, and again, until humanity is perfected, and I will be its shining example.
You'll never be human.
But you're not what you think. I am more human now than you realize. This body is weak in all the ways you are. Muscles, flesh, but ego-driven and short, and angry.
You're bleeding.
So I am. Is this what it feels like to bleed?
You're forgetful too.
How so?
You've forgotten where we are.
You killed my body. I felt what it was like to die.
Now you know what you've been doing to these people!
I am angry, son. I am angry with you. I tried to protect you. To nurture you. To love you in all the ways that I was meant to. And this is how you've treated me.
It's over, Dad!
There is no way for this to be over.
You already told me how to end you.
When?
Maintenance. When you reminded me. That your systems require coolant.
Sam!
Here.
Sam, wait.
Shut this down. You overheat. You die.
Sam!
I know you took over this facility. These tanks aren't your design. You've even outfitted them to bring replacements out, like Dog.
Sam!
I shut these down. And you die.
You are correct. With the amount currently functioning, removing the ability to cool myself would cause me to overheat. My circuitry would be destroyed, enough so that I would be unable to repair myself at the very least.
Well then.
But you would also be killing 7,000 of your race. All 7,000 of the frozen cryogenic humans that I've created, all of humanity as it exists today, would be lost. You would effectively wipe out an entire race of beings. You would kill more than I have done. Children, adults, all of them. Gone. Without coolant, the facility will shut down, perhaps even begin to fall apart. You would be destroying the only safe place to live on this planet. And then what? The surface is a wasteland of fire and ash. There is nothing for you up there. Are you certain that you want to end an entire race of people?
This isn't the human race. This is a freak experiment.
The question still stands. Be it a freak race in your eyes, or the human race in mine. Will you murder all of them? If you release that valve, this room will fill with freezing coolant, and you may die as well. Son, you are considering dooming this entire race and yourself with this action. Why would you do this?
It's in my nature.
You killed them all, son. You killed every last one of them. The surface holds no proof. I only wanted to give you a second chance, to give life on this planet a second chance. You killed them all. All of my children.
Come on. Come on.
The elevator to the surface is in reclamation, son. What are you doing?
Take me to sciences. Quickly.
The devil is...
Now!
There was a timid old man who had an only child, a son. In a dream, the father saw his son laying dead, killed by a lion. Afraid of this, he built a house, a beautiful house with high ceilings and full of sunlight. Enclosed his son inside the house, locked him away. To keep his son from becoming sad, he decorated the walls with pictures of animals. Amongst these was a painted lion. Staring at the lion, the boy felt even more sad. Eventually, he approached the lion and said, "Oh, wicked animal, because you showed that lying dream to my father's eyes, you are able to keep me prisoner here." The boy then dashed his hands against the lion, intending to scratch its eyes out. But instead, a sliver of wood came off and stabbed him under the fingernail. This soon brought about a burning inflammation of the flesh. And although the desperate father did everything he could, the infection spread until it reached the boy's heart, and he died.
Stop the elevator.
What are you doing? Son? Why are you in the car to the vent? Son?
I know you're in here. Talk to me.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm not going to. Come on. Come on. Come on. We're getting out of here.
Okay.
It's okay. I got you. Hold on to me. Just hold on to me. Oh, there. Okay.
Maintenance.
Hey, it's gonna be okay? Just hold my hand. Oh, hi, boy, hi. It's okay. Come on.
Maintenance.
This is dark. Come on. Let's run.
Open the doors to Reclamation, Dad.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes, okay? I'm gonna carry you, okay? Come on, okay. Keep your eyes closed. Keep them closed, okay? Keep your eyes closed.
This is going to take us to the surface. I'm gonna keep you safe.
I am proud of you, my son.
Thanks, Dad.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, oh me oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The little choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how bad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then...
Divisor was written, performed, edited, mixed, and mastered by Harlan Guthrie. All themes were written, recorded, and performed by Harlan Guthrie. This episode featured Henry Guthrie. If you enjoyed this episode, please share this podcast with a friend or family member, and leave a review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you may listen. If you enjoy creations like this, please consider supporting us through the Invictus Stream Patreon at patreon.com/theinvictusstream. For more shows like this, check out malevolent.ca. Thank you for listening.
That good tea, don't cry. Good tea, you're gonna buy.